welcome to More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at Juliland.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the dirty old man that loves younger girls, Mr. Richard Avery.
Is that really true? That's not true.
Okay, you know, maybe you're just true. The older man.
First of all, I hate everyone. So let's be consistent here. I hate them, old, young. I hate them all.
But when you photograph girls, you don't go for, you know, the 50-year-olds. You're going for the 20-year-olds.
Less retouching.
Oh, that's what it is.
I've shot it all. I've done everybody from all age groups and all ages and all types.
Well, the reason why I bring up dirty old men and younger girls is we're going to reverse that completely.
Yes.
And I just wanted to point something out, a little fact that I learned. Today we're going to talk about cougars. And just so you know, cougars, they hunt Ooh. Primarily from dusk till dawn.
Ooh.
Just so you know, this fine people decided to put sunset to sunrise, right. Just in case we didn't know. So my first question...
So is that because the cougar at night when they're not hunting, they're just partying all night?
I guess so. I'm not sure what's going on. So my guest today, I'm going to be asking all about the life of being a cougar. My guest today is Miss Cherie DeVille.
Well, hello.
How are you today?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Very good. So do you hunt prey from dusk till dawn?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do. How'd you know?
Now, without completely revealing your age, because unless you want to, you are officially what we would consider a cougar.
Yes. I'll tell you. I'm 37.
37. So they list cougars as being 35 or older.
Yeah. I'm just on the cusp. I'm like a baby cougar.
You're a baby cougar. Yeah. And cougars are known for liking what?
Younger men.
Younger men.
Tender, chewy younger men.
According to naturemappingfoundation.org, the primary prey for cougars is deer. Do you eat deer or venison?
I do not. That webpage is lies. Propaganda.
After you've finished feeding on your prey, have you ever covered the carcass with leaves or sticks to save for the next day?
Yes.
You have. Very nice. See, this is they got some real facts
here.
They
have some real facts. There's, you know, they need to do their research a little better.
A little better.
Yeah, but you know, it's
so
do you, I got to ask one question. Do you think being called a cougar is a compliment? How do you feel about it now that you're a new cougar? I think it's a compliment, just so you know.
I think it's a compliment in the sense that only older women who people find attractive tend to be called cougars or milfs. Otherwise, they're just called old ladies. Yeah. So in that sense, they're saying, I recognize that you're older than me, but you're still hot.
Yeah.
And I think that's true. And the whole thing about a cougar, though, is an older woman above 35 who goes after younger guys.
Men, yes.
Typically, you know, the 18 to 25 market.
Yeah.
So my question is do you go after the younger guys?
Only in porn.
Only in porn.
I know.
Oh, really?
Terrible?
So in real life, as we put it, you're not going after.
In real life,
boys.
She likes them 80 years old and above.
So do you like men your age? Do you like men older?
It can be a little younger, maybe, but basically, I like, if I'm gonna date someone, other than them needing to have similar interests as me, I can't have someone around me all the time that's immature, annoying, jobless.
I'm out.
You know,
thank you,
so,
Jesus. That's the way I feel about girls.
So it's not so much the age. Maybe some young guy one day would surprise me, but so far, even when I was quite a bit younger, I tended to go for guys 30 plus because they were a little more settled, calm, mature.
Yay.
Well, I'm...
Yay for the older guys.
I'm almost 39. By the time this airs, I may be 39. I'm turning 39, so I'm pushing 40. My girlfriend, you know Alex.
She's
only 26. And so we have the age gap. I guess it's whatever the math. Depending on the month, it works out to about 13 years.
Yeah. Wow.
And I definitely know the age gap. I'm not the older guy going for younger girls. It just happened that way.
Yeah.
I typically find... I could not see myself now at this age dating, again, somebody under the age of like 23, it probably wouldn't happen.
Yeah, that's
fuck
what
around,
I mean,
sure, but
yeah, well, that's not yeah, what we're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
as I tell you, you play with babies, you get peed on.
Yes,
it's that simple.
Older women know how to squirt, though.
Yeah, but those aren't babies.
If you do it right,
those aren't babies. Those are older women. You play with babies, you get peed on. It's that simple.
So you are an adult actress. That's how we know. I'm gonna go with
yes.
adult actress.
It's very professional.
So you've now.
It's, what do they call the horrorarchy? You
the
know,
horrorarchy. Like, nice. So
I'm an escort. I'm not a prostitute.
Yeah. I'm a provider, not an escort.
There is nothing wrong
companion.
Oh, I like companion.
I just love the names.
I
the
love
labels.
As I actually wrote a thing one time, a blog post one time. I just mm-hmm. said it's new names, same game.
Exactly. You know, yeah, like, they just sound fancier or more mild,
exactly,
as if like, there were a difference.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. It's the same. It's the same job.
Yeah.
But it's just like. As opposed to like saying now photographers, I'm internationally published photographer.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I was like, no, you're not. You're just a photographer.
I just love the girls that separate out. I'm an Instagram model.
No,
just so
nobody
you know, that's
that.
Oh yeah, they do. I saw a girl the other day put Instagram. And that's not porn. It's somebody outside of porn put Instagram model.
Yeah.
And
so,
I was like, wow.
They get paid,
but
to post pictures.
Paid how much though?
I don't know.
Could be a lot. Can be pretty good, pretty healthy check for like somebody like a Kendall Jenner or something like that. They get paid a
okay,
lot of money.
Well, that's different. She's a celebrity. I'm talking about somebody who's legitimately only
but
an
they
Instagram
they actually have agents out there that represent Instagram models that go to companies and say, we'll show your bottle of water and pictures and they'll tweet about it. And for X amount of tweets, they get X amount of dollars.
YouTube stars as well. That's
like,
the
exactly.
Yeah.
YouTube stars.
I get the YouTube thing though. That does make sense too.
But there's Instagram people. All
interesting.
It's crazy.
So as an adult actress, you're brought onto sets and you've been on a number of sets that I've worked on and you play the older woman, the mommy role, that type of thing. How do you feel about being put into that as opposed to just being a woman? Being stuck into a, I'm playing the mommy with my younger daughter. I'm playing with this younger guy. How do you feel about being put just into that stereotype?
Yeah, I probably do the older, younger scenarios like 75% of the time. So that's definitely my bread and butter. Even if it's not a mom or stepmom, there's usually some older, younger, you know, lilt to it. You know, in terms of my job, I think of porn as a job and as a career, and that makes me money. So I don't really have a preference as to what they hire me for, as long as they hire me often,
exactly.
Which they do because MILF is very popular
it's
right now.
It's huge. It's been for a little while. It's really huge.
The only thing I would have a problem with is if I were asked to do something I didn't feel like doing for whatever reason. But I think the mommy stuff is fun. You know, it's a fun little. The scenarios are ridiculous and enjoyable, and
Because I've been on with you with for Gamma's Girls Way.
Yeah.
Been on with Mommy's Girl.
Yep.
And that's fun. And then I've been on with you with Penthouse, where you've not necessarily you're definitely the older woman.
Yeah.
But you're not. It's not completely always necessarily.
Maybe like a coworker, but still you're saying you have a job. You're at least college educated. You're implying a certain age. You know, you're a boss that implies a certain age group. Yeah.
So I think it's fun. I enjoy it, and I've described you a few times, and I hope you find I hope you like this description. But how I've described you is that she's and I may have described you this way to a certain director, that's how I convinced him was I said she's because it was a mom role. I said she's kind of like that mom that goes to like the PTA meetings and is all dressed up and looks very pretty, and then she maybe goes to the grocery store. And she brings home some stuff and goes to her man and says, can you fuck me in the ass now? That's what I kind of go with is you come off very, you know,
very Stepford.
Yeah,
very,
like, and then but go in and be like hardcore.
Is that after she puts the groceries away or before?
No, she has to put the groceries away first.
Why
she's
would
a good
I let
guy.
I
want to
be
clear.
Ice cream melt. No,
I know,
that's
exactly.
irresponsible.
Because the way you said it, I got nervous there that like the melt ice cream was
I know.
Melt.
Yeah.
Don't get me confused like that.
Fail.
I got nervous.
So
no, I think that's like every guy's fantasy. You know, that every guy wants that woman that is prim and proper and nice.
Lady in the streets.
Yeah,
freaking
exactly.
The sheets.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And then the door closes like
that is one thing a lot of the young girls, not just in porn, but this particular generation growing up, I mean, this is an outfit I would just wear wherever. I don't wear slacks a lot. I like dresses. And I don't believe that I ever look scandalous or like I'm showing too much skin, but some of the girls are just, I'm in porn and I'm all like feeling like that 85-year-old lady being like, look at that young thing. She's not wearing enough clothes. And like, I'm reasonably open-minded, but even to me, it's like shocking and scandalous.
I don't recall, and I could be completely wrong. And are you in that picture that's in the meme from AVN?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not positive. For some reason.
Oh, no, the classily dressed ladies of AVN. Three, for no, some,
I'm
no,
trying
no,
to remember
no,
who
not.
Was in that. But what's funny is like you have from AVN, you have very three very classy looking things.
Yeah.
And you go, these are porn stars. These are mainstream from some high class thing. And you look at them and it's like tits coming out. And
it
it's like,
horrible.
Oh, my God. It's like
they didn't look pretty.
Well, I say all the time, like, there's scandals. I always tell people all the time, like, did you see the MTV Awards this year? Like, all the girls that went through the line in the red carpet, like, literally looked like it was the AVN Awards. I mean, these are all pop stars.
Or like it was the AVN Awards that people imagine they would be. Because in reality, there's a few of the new people who wear ridiculous things. But for the most part, you know, it's our one chance, one time of the year to dress up and look fancy. And we do, for the most part, look pretty nice, I think.
Yeah, well, I've been to the MTV Awards. I mean, I've been to the MTV Awards and I've been to the AVN Awards a few times. And I'm okay with the AVN ones. It's like, hey, this is this sex business, and these
are
porn
stars.
Right,
so it's not,
get sexy, go crazy.
Sure,
but
if
it's
you want
nowadays,
to.
Though, that line is kind of gone where, like I said, if you look at the pictures from this last MTV Awards, a lot of girls, I mean, looked, in a sense, sexier, nastier, crazier than even porn stars. I would probably say,
for
like,
sure.
You were extremely conservative compared to what, like, Demi Lovato wore or somebody like that. It's
but
crazy
then again,
nowadays.
We get to live out those, you know, even like lay people for Halloween, like girls that are not in porn usually try and wear the sluttiest outfit they can get away with for Halloween because it's inappropriate any other day of the of the year to look like that. But we get to wear costumes and like crazy fishnets and amazing heels, and we get to live out those fantasies on film. So when Halloween rolls around and I feel like putting on a bald wig to be Bruce Willis, like, it's no big deal. Nice. But that's not the only day of the year I'm like missing my opportunity to look scandalous.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I do want to point out, because she didn't describe what she's wearing, but when you walked up to the studio, I complimented your outfit. It's a very cute little pink dress that has like a white lace over it. You have a little bow in your hair. And you have cute little like sandals on that have like that are like turquoise. You had a purple purse. You look like Easter Sunday walking up the street. It's like so sweet. You look. I mean, we're in the fall now, and she looks like it looks like a bright little sunshine. And it's
like
so
she's
sweet.
She's dressed for a summer day.
Exactly. It's September.
I know.
Danny
Daniels
used to always call me her Stepford wife because I lived with her for years before I moved here. Whenever I was in town.
Whoa, you two lived together?
Well, just when I was here,
oh,
like
2 weeks
a month.
Please tell me the dirty things.
Oh yes. All the dirty things you think would happen have definitely happened.
Danny
many
Daniels
times.
Is a friend of the
is
show.
This, is I know. This before Xander or after Xander?
Before, during, and after.
Okay, so Danny is, I don't recall how old Danny is, 25 maybe?
She's young.
So you were going after the younger girl then.
You
Not
know,
that
it's,
much
it's
younger.
It's interesting
but...
because, I don't even know if Danny knows this, but I'll say it. So when I first met Danny, we were friends, and then I had a crush on Danny. So I actually stopped living at her house when I came into town because I was like, oh, that's not appropriate. And then I got over it, and now she's my best friend. And like,
nice.
Even though we have sex and stuff, like, it's not emotional anymore. So
no,
I feel
it's just
comfortable
fun.
With it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
So what do you think? So let's flip the coin. What do you think about guys that are older? I'll go even, you and I are closer to the same age.
My question is, first let's define what older
let's go
is.
With 40, let's go with 40 and above going out for, say, 25 and below. Do you consider that to be an issue? Do you think that there's something wrong there?
You know, as long as two people are happy, I think it's fine. You know, nothing, no amount of age gap bothers me. I know people my age who are horribly immature and like, people, for example, Danny, who are quite young and has a great head on her shoulders.
Oh, very
so,
much,
you know, and, you know, you just like some people like all kinds of different things. Maybe some people, for whatever reason, are into the daddy mature figure, or maybe someone's into helping the young lost little thing or whatever.
Yeah,
know,
no,
whatever
I
like.
Agree. Now, I because it's usually when you have the dirty old man like Mr. Avery, that's how it goes. But an older woman going after a younger guy is very acceptable. That seems to, with women, they're like, oh, because they all seem to be okay with that. But I don't
that's
get
like
where
a,
one's a predator. You're both predators, but one
it's
seems
just
to be
reverse
frowned
sexism.
Upon. Exactly.
It's just reverse sexism.
And one's a bear.
You know, it's just like it's just like any jokes about minorities being okay when you can't make those jokes about white people. It's just because, you know, historically women have been more oppressed. And so when situations come, you know, in the modern times where women identify them as becoming more equal to men, it's a little more publicly celebrated, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that even that celebration should be able to be done on both sides. And once we get to that place, it'll be a truly, you know, free from sexism. But just like, you know, racism or reverse racism, the fact that it's even an issue is an issue.
Yeah.
You know,
no, agreed.
So,
completely.
So I think the whole cougar MILF thing is just a symptom of that. And the reason that the mainstream media is okay with it is simply the same reason that they're okay with minorities making jokes about minorities.
Sure.
It's just,
but it's also
sexism.
Always comes down to me a lot of times, not always, because I don't want to generalize, but a lot of times like stuff like labels, it's just lazy, easy way to describe something.
Sure.
A MILF.
A nice
a
internet
cougar.
Hashtag. How am I going to find it online?
Yeah, like, you know, it's like, oh, the older women, they're cougars. And you're like, okay, well then, you know, that's like, what's older? Like, how do you define what is older compared to what? And And so I just always hated that. Like, it's like, I just feel like it's the press or the internet's way now of just saying something. It's easy just to throw a label
Absolutely.
On it.
Absolutely.
And you're just like, great. And I hate labels. It's like, for years, I always tell people, I don't want to be labeled anything. Mm-hmm. But a starving artist.
I see labels on all your files and stuff.
Look,
here.
Hey,
it's pretty organized in here. So I don't know about that
saying.
Label thing.
That's comes from my Martha Stewart handbooks.
Do you own a Brother P Touch to go around labeling stuff, or do you have one of those old rotator?
No, I have a brother.
No, you don't.
I have a brother.
I want one as well.
It's in my drawer over there.
So I have a very skewed thing of, and there's no secret out there. Anybody who knows me, and I'm sure you do as well, is that I'm a fan of yours because you're a sweetheart, and it's one of those things. Shut the fuck up, Avery.
I was just saying, fan. You're like a super fan.
No, I mean there's different girls that I am. You know, I don't go home and jerk off to you. Let's go with this. I don't have that type of thing. But there's girls that I enjoy being with on set.
Right.
It's kind of the whole thing that are sexy that like to fuck. Then are a good personality, and this is somebody I work with, and I enjoy that, as opposed to some young hot girl who's a cunt that doesn't, you know, it's like, okay, you're boring.
Because you have to deal with
exactly.
them all day.
All around. Yes. And I work in porn. I should be able to look at a woman and go, she's hot, and what she's doing turns me on. I'm not getting a boner. But I have this weird, skewed idea now with this whole cougar MILF thing, because mm-hmm. I look at you and go, she's a cougar.
Right.
But to me, you're not.
Right,
because I'm
you're
older
a little
than
older,
you.
Yeah.
But in porn, I look at all the young girls. Yeah, I look at you, and I'm older than you.
Right,
but I look at you as the older woman, not older to me, but in general. So there's the Kendra Lust, the Jessica Drake, you know, the Julia Ann. You mm-hmm. see these, and you go, okay, they're the same age as I am, or younger. But I'm looking at them as the older woman, and so I look at you as the mature woman.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the 19-year-old. And it's a very skewed idea that I have, because I'm looking at, because when I look at older women that I find attractive, you mentioned Martha Stewart. Not as much now, but 10 years ago, Martha Stewart, 15 years ago, Martha Stewart.
She's cute.
I liked her.
Yeah.
Helen Mirren, to this day, is in her 70s.
Mm-hmm.
When she gets all dolled up, when she was in Red 1 and Red 2, she's fucking hot. I'm not talking Caligula. I'm talking about now. I look at her and go, how
you're
doing?
Like, hey,
that woman
hey.
Could educate me.
That's like, I mean, Nina.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Nina, I look at, and Nina is more what
her
I would look
eyes,
at as a
too,
cougar.
The way she looks at you. God.
Nina could. Nina can educate a boy.
Yeah.
So do you... I had a neighbor, and she had a guy. She had been in a long-term relationship. Mm-hmm. Then she had a guy, and she's the same age as I am. She had a guy who was about 19, maybe, right? And this kid, really fit, good-looking kid, the whole thing, dumb as a box of rocks. Like, surfer dude, had his dog in his Volkswagen bus, came up, oh, hey. I mean, it's like you couldn't have an intelligent conversation with
right.
this. And she goes, he likes to fuck. He's got a good-sized dick. Mm-hmm. He may not last very long, but he can get it back up instantly. And it's fun. She goes, and I don't have to have an intelligent conversation.
You can't, so now you don't
me.
Have to. Yeah.
She's like, I tell him what to do, and he just does it.
Yeah.
So we referred to him as her chew toy. That's it. She's the little squeak, squeak.
Yeah, because they play with them and then they toss them.
Exactly. They toss them right. Yeah. So have you ever done that? Have you ever had some just young guy that you just used for sex on the side? Is that something you've ever done?
I've had women that I've used for sex on the side for
sure. No, the young one, because,
you know. Yeah.
Now, is it more that the taking advantage of? You like having that dominant role?
It's terrible to say, but just like most guys, I tend to find women younger than myself more attractive than women my age and older. That's not across the, you know, it's not a blanket statement, but there is sort of an inherent beauty in just youth, in just looking young. Even if you're not a beautiful young person, there is something appealing about youth. So.
Oh, no, and I agree. Yeah. And, you know, I'm on set. I'm around naked people all the time. Mm-hmm. And I see the young, fit, you know, perfect little thing. And then you go, oh my God, she's perfect. Then you see her jack up her tits or she does something stupid at the age of 19. And you're like, why the fuck are you doing this? Then you go through and you see the 30-year-old and it's a different thing. You excuse some of the stretch marks. You excuse the tit job. You excuse some of those things because there's an age to it. Then you go to 40. You look at Nina at this point.
Yeah.
Nina is how she carries herself. Physically, Nina's not always the most sexy thing, but it's how she carries herself and presents herself.
She's right, almost her body language, her eye contact. Exactly.
So it's almost like you look good for this age. And that always sounds insulting, but it's how she, the whole package.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you excuse certain things. And I was looking at, there's a young girl now who's looking to get tits, and I keep looking at her, and it's like that innocence of going, but I need bigger boobs. No, you don't.
I tell girls, no, you don't, all day long. Even though I have fake tits, if the girls, I said, unless you have zero offers for teen work, you've completely run the whole teen gambit in porn, and it is definitively over. That's the only time I would ever mess with that.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
The moment you put those tits on you, teen work is gone. Yeah. Gone.
Oh,
how old were you? And like, how old were you when you got yours, though?
30?
Yeah.
Smart.
See, and I think that's a good age. Exactly. You stopped growing.
Because they were kind of big, and they were going south.
Yeah, and that's what happens. You know, I mean, I go with this as Alex has nice, big, natural tits. Mm-hmm. She's 26. I'm assuming when she first got them at 20, it's probably natural big tits going, woo, you know. And when we were together at 23, at some point in time, nature takes its course. And she's, you know, it's not yet, but
just how it goes.
When you have that big of tits, you lose weight. Suddenly you do. And so she knows at some point in time in the future, it's probably going to be best for her to get implants. But she's still holding on to the idea that these are natural.
They're only natural and gorgeous once when you're young. Exactly. Keep them as long as you can.
And the truth of the matter is everybody has to remember, we're all get older. Yeah. We all get old. You're not going to be 20 forever. You're not going to be 30 forever. You're not going to be 40 or 50. It's just, this is life. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people all the time, if you can't learn to deal with who you are and what you are and what you have now, then you're going to really be in trouble.
That's a very good point.
Amount of plastic surgery is going to fix what's going on between the ears.
Yeah, I wonder if some of the girls are wanting the plastic surgery for that reason, what's going on between the ears, or because they think it will get them more work. Because those are two very different reasons
but
to get
surgery. I've met girls through the years for a long time, but I met one girl, I won't name her name, but when I met her, she was, I think, around 2021, and she had already had, I want to say, 6 different plastic surgeries. Yeah. And she was a sweet girl and everything, but all I could think about at the time was looking at her. Looking at her and like she was putting her makeup on, and I know when I looked in the mirror and I saw her, I was like, yeah, she's a really pretty girl.
Yeah.
I just wonder what she saw looking in the mirror. Like what she saw. She already had her nose done. She already had this tucked and this and this and the boobs and this. I just can't imagine when she looked in the mirror what she saw.
Right.
No, you. I think you're gorgeous.
Thank you.
And you do very well in this industry, Mr. Avery. Who knows what the fuck he likes. I guess that was I think that was a good thing. But do you know your flaws? You know that everybody has flaws.
Yeah,
everybody has something that they can pick
or
apart
that
about
they don't
themselves.
Like, even if it's somebody else's favorite thing, people have things that they're not into about themselves.
So do you compare yourself ever to the younger girls on set and go, I remember when, or I wish I looked that, or are you ever jealous? Do you ever have that reflection back?
I don't think about other. I mean, I might reflect back on maybe what I used to look like when I was younger, but I've never, you know, just because nobody looks like, I mean, not to say I was so amazing, but like everyone looks so different
that's. I find myself on set because I'm around naked people all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'll see the guy that's 25, 24, that goes to the gym all the time and go, seriously, I just feel like a fucking fat slob. And it's like, I'm out of shape. I'm out of this kind of stuff. But it's like, can you please go put some clothes on so I can feel better about myself? Because that's what it comes down to. And I can imagine you have the women that are, it's almost that whole Snow White syndrome where you have the wicked stepmother who wants that youth.
Yeah,
and
I can picture
we'll throw out because she's retired now. Lisa Ann. Mm-hmm. Let's go through it. Lisa Ann, does she look at the girls that are 20 years younger than her and have that jealousy? Or does she live with the fact that she's a very powerful porn star?
Yeah.
She's very well known, respected, and guys flock to her. And so I always find that to be an interesting thing is because MILFs are becoming younger and younger.
Yeah, I think every age group has its, especially in the sex business, has its own, special place in different people's hearts. So I don't think that one or the other is better, necessarily. I like that when I was younger, it was easier to stay in shape. But it's, some people are 19 and it's not easy to stay in shape. So
39, coming quick. And harder and harder to get in shape, especially when I had Del Taco last night. Confession hour.
But I also, when I look at women, since for the first many years of being sexually active, I was only with women. Mm. I probably look at the girls a little more like you do. Mm. I understand them, a woman, but I look at them like, oh my God, her tits are amazing. Not, oh my God, her tits are amazing. I wish I had them. Just simply, oh my God, her tits are amazing.
No, exactly.
You know what I mean?
I say that a lot. I say, my God, her tits are amazing.
Or and look then, at that ass. Like I might lust after it sexually, but
Kendra,
don't. Yeah. Oh my God, she's hot. But I don't necessarily want to put other people's body parts on me.
No, you know what's funny is
the butt could.
That's true. Valid.
I had a girl, and you've been on set with me. I'm usually pretty professional.
Yeah.
And I don't look at the girls usually, I'll look at the girls and go, okay. And in my head, it's what they look on camera, what they look like here. There's girls that I like. And I mentioned, I like how you look. I like your personality, everything like that. And I had a younger girl who's 20 and I hadn't really given her the time of day before. And, and she's really cute and she's sweet. And she was a little flirtatious one day on set. And I try to avoid that but I'm standing there and she walks by me naked and she needed to squeeze around something and just grazed her ass across my dick and knew exactly what she had done.
Ha-ha.
And it was one of those things that I know what she was trying to do. It wasn't that she was trying, she was fucking with me.
Yeah.
Going, you haven't given me the time of day.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
I know I blushed a little bit. And the thing was, I didn't look at her and go, oh yeah, I want to fuck you now. It was one of those things of points to you.
Yeah.
You played the game well. Yeah, very well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a smart girl who knows how to play the game, as I like to always say. Like I always refer to life as the game, you know. And it's I tell my girls, as like I always say, you gotta learn to play the game. And women have a lot of power, and it's the girls that are smart know how to use it. Mm-hmm. And then what I always like to say is, then a girl becomes a woman when she's perfected that game.
Yes.
And you know what I mean? Agreed. That's what I like about women to begin with. I always say, I like girls. They're fun.
Yeah.
They're cute and fun to play with. The chew toy. Mm-hmm. But then the woman, though, is way better.
Well, I'm looking forward to because I am actually finally, hopefully, going to be shooting another Mouth Club movie. And I've done Asian a number of times. I've had the privilege of working with Asa Akira. I've worked with some great, typically the Jessica Bangkok, typically the girls that are a little bit older. All was fun.
Yeah.
And then he's like, they know how to suck a dick. Latin Mouth Club, I did. And I had some older Latinas. It's all good. I did Young Mouth Club. And these girls were, I had one girl that was 18 and 3 months. Fun. She was a lot of fun. But at the same time, I'm kind of like, how did you learn how to suck dick like this? Because you didn't learn that in the past 3 months. You've never. I've done a couple girls' first scenes, and I'm kind of like, how much of a slut in high school were you? Because you're pulling off tricks that you're not old enough to know.
Right.
But I'm looking forward to, because I am going to be doing Cougar Mouth Club, which is a little weird. Luckily, you don't see me except for my dick and my voice, because then it throws off, because a cougar technically should be blowing a guy who's 20 years old.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's supposed to be
the older younger is generally the fetish.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and that's where I'm going to go with is this can still be the younger guy or the older guy thinking they're doing.
Although I did do the Manuel is a Milfomaniac movie.
Because he's into MILFs.
I know, yeah. but he's not like a baby.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. So what I'm looking at this, though, is I'm looking forward to this because I get to work with women. And that's why I'm kind of going, yeah, the young girls, that would be fun. But no, I want to work with women because mm-hmm. they're comfortable with themselves. They know what the fuck they're doing. And yeah. it's like, this is going to be fun. I'm not going to have to educate and say, oh, you need to do this.
Say
and
this, this and do that.
Women
look
know
here.
What the fuck they're yeah. doing. It's like, yeah. you get a woman who knows what's going on. It's like, I need this scene to tell you what, I need the scene to last 12 minutes. Mm-hmm. Don't make me come, keep me hard, do this kind of stuff. Yeah. We don't have to cut and it's perfect. And it's like, women know how to do it. Professional women know how to do it. Young girls are like, can I squeeze it harder? Yes.
No, they usually.
Yes.
Or they try and make you come to assuage their egos.
Yes.
They're like,
yes.
look
That's
how
the
fast.
Other thing.
They always, I hear young girls always bragging about how they make the male talent pop early. I can always, I try to always be able to, like if he's pushing me down, like I'll always go with his verbal cues. We're in this scene together. I don't get any like extra ego gratification from like not listening to his verbal cues and then making him pop and then having to wait. Like,
yeah.
But they do. They brag
but,
about
yeah,
that
no, it's definitely,
all the time.
It's that little, it's the
but
ego.
But that's just incompetence.
Yeah,
if you made him pop too early, most of the time that's incompetence on your part,
that's
girl.
That's inexperience.
You weren't
yeah.
watching. You weren't paying attention.
Yeah, and it's like, and I have Alex, we'll sometimes do scenes together. And she knows me. She's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she'll go through and I'll be like, afterwards I'll go, really? You? Because I can't call her out on it for a custom video or something.
Right.
I'm like, really? You didn't? You know me, and you're going through and doing all the tricks that you know that gets me off. Why are you doing that? What I need you right. to do is the boring stuff. Lick here. Don't do this. Don't do that. It's all a show. But I know
or
you
just
like
talk
it.
To the camera the yeah, whole time,
exactly.
you know, because
exactly.
they don't care. They're stroking their own cock.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's true. It's more about, like, if I'm doing a POV blowjob, of course you want to, like, keep the cock going well, but I think it's more important what you're saying. You know, if you have... On film, if you have the cock in your mouth the entire time, it's not going to be the best performance for the viewer,
right.
which is really who you're doing it for.
Well, mm-hmm. I think that's porn is made for the viewer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, and I agree. And
it's
so,
a performance.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, in the porn world, you're labeled as a cougar. In the real world, maybe not. We don't know.
In Julie Land, you're a calico.
In Julie Land, you're
calico.
Just a sexy bitch.
You're a calico cat.
Wait, in the average Mo world, you're well above average.
And you got to lick your paws.
So, Sheree, thank you so much for coming out. Where can all the people that like you as a cougar or like you as a woman or like you as anything, where can they find you out on the interwebs?
Twitter at Sheree DeVille. Same with Instagram. I also have a website, SheereeDeVille.com.
Very nice.
And that's it.
Mr. Avery, where can the young girls find you?
That's a good... That's definitely a
in
disgusting.
His ice cream truck.
Exactly.
In the van with the kittens and puppies.
I'm in the van down by the river.
In a van down by the river.
Very nice. Well, my name is Maurice. You're listening to More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. Or you can check out my Instagram, The Average Mo. Thank you, Mr. Avery, for fucking me up here. You can also check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.